Buzzcast.
All right, we're back here on the show floor, and I'm here with Matt Trossen at the Coding for Fun booth. So, Matt, what are you up to at PDC, and why should people come down and see you?
We were invited out here by Brian Keller, who runs Coding for Fun, and the Coding for Fun is all about taking Visual Studios Express and getting it out there in the hobby level market. And it's more of a lightweight version of the Visual Studios products. And we've been working with Brian, showing off what you can do with Visual Studios Express and using our fidgets. And so we're Fidgets USA, and we are resellers of fidgets, and we're taking these to market and showing people how to use these for hobby level stuff such as robotics, home automation, building flight simulators, things of that nature.
So what's a fidget?
A fidget is an actual USB component that allows a developer to deal with electronics without having to know electronics. And what I mean by that is it'll translate some common electronics situations that you have to deal with into code for you. So if you wanted to have an analog sensor that senses light, for instance, you can have a photoresistor which will measure the light and return that via the DLL that you can use and register in any language you want, and it'll return the value in 0 to 1,000. So, for instance, if you wanted to trigger your lights in your house to turn on when it got dark at night, you could put one of these light sensors out and then use our 004, which is a digital output, which basically means four relays, and attach that to your relays, attach them to the lights in your house. And so you can write your program, and you want to write it in like VB, you know, Express or C-sharp or one of those languages, you can set up whatever you want.
And so what kind of things do you have set up to demo here at the Coding for Fun booth?
Well, what we brought are some robotics, and we actually have a little Hexabot here with six legs, and he's got 18 servos on him, and he's completely driven by, you know, Windows code. And the PC is actually the brains of the robot, and it's not being done on a basic stamp or anything. You got some USB cords that run back into the computer, and all the logic's done in the actual code itself. And then we brought a home automation demo here. And we've actually got is a large dollhouse with some lights put into each room. And we've got temperature sensor set up. And we actually used Microsoft SDK 5.1, the speech. And for that, it'll recognize the voice. And you can turn your lights on and off using some of the fidgets, as well as find out what your temperature is. And we have an RFID reader, which also you can wave in front of the door, and it'll open and shut the door. And then we also have another table that's full of the sensors to show off all the different things you can do. You got motion sensors, weight sensors, force sensors, knobs, switches, anything you can imagine you can build with these.
So basically, if I want to create something that interacts with the physical world,
right,
and make it easy to do, I come see you and get some fidgets and start writing some code.
Right. Our actual tag line is, now that you're thinking out of the box, what will you build? Because we're actually helping people get off the screen, off the pixels, and actually into the real world, interacting with the environment around them.
All right, sweet. Thanks very much, Matt. And this will get posted up on Channel 9 later on today.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for having us.